فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله في كتابه العزيز: يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون. يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. وما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we trust in Allah and we seek assistance from Allah and we seek refuge to Allah from the evil of our passions. Whomsoever Allah guides, no one can misguide. Whomsoever Allah misguides, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I bear witness that Muhammad is a slave and last of all messengers. You must know that the best speech is Al-Quran, the Book of Allah, and the best guidance is the tradition, Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation in addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you to fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. Fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. The death, al-maut. الموت قد يكون هدية وقد يكون عزية. The death can be a gift or can be a catastrophe. It depends on the person, his status, his condition, his situation with him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make this gift because what is preventing you from meeting Allah? Meeting with Allah and enter His Jannah is this. Nothing is stopping you to meet Allah except the death. But for the one who is wrongdoer, of course, it is a catastrophe. He does not want to meet Allah because he doesn't have Allah on his shoulder. With good deeds, And he, the kafir himself, he hates to meet Allah. For what reason? Because he doesn't have how to. Something that he presented to Allah, that he did good in this life. The death is the bridge that will connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي الصحيح قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاءه. Whosoever loves to meet Allah, surely Allah loves to meet him. ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاءه. And whosoever hates, detests to meet with Allah, surely Allah will to meet. My reminder today, it is only for myself and you to go back to Allah. Because in Shaghanna, the dunya, we are so occupied with life, occupied with our business, less dhikr to Allah, less salah, and more business with the dunya. Even the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in that hadith, al-Tawil, he said, يُلْقِ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ الْوَهَنِ وَقَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا الْوَهَنِ قَالُوا حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you would be in the day, at that day you would be a lot, but you would be like a phone. So your memory is not going to help you whatsoever. And after death, he says, Allah will put, will plant in your heart al-wahan. They said, oh, what the Prophet of Allah, what is wahan? He said, love of the dunya and hate, detesting death. We did. Is death. And this is our human nature, that we don't like death. But if you like, if you look at the death from the angle, that is going to meet you with Allah, make you meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You love Allah? If you love your wife and you are away from her, don't you want to meet her as soon as possible? As soon as you finish your business? Correct. That's what all of us do. Especially when it comes to the believer, when he loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surely he wants to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when someone is not sure, he is on a shaky talent. And his heart is far away from the one to be found. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Hadith Hassan, من قرأ آية الكرسي في دبر كل صلاة لم يمنعه أن يدخل الجنة إلا أن يموت. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Hadith, he said, whosoever reads آية الكرسي, آية number 255, Surah number 2, if you read this every time after the Salah, at the end of the Salah, you will not be prevented from going to Jannah except this. Even Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Taymiyyah, I have not left reading the Ayat al-Kursi after I heard of this hadith. If you are a believer and you do righteous deeds, you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised you. Promise you Jannah. And remember, whatever you do in this life, it go away. مَا عَنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَثُ وَمَا عَنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٌ. مَا عَنْدَكُمْ يَنْفَثُ. والذوق، إذا الله سبحانه وتعالى عبر عليه بفعل المضارع وهو يفيد التجدد والتحدث في الشيء، تحديث في الشيء. But you come and go, come and go. ما عندكم ينفد، ينفد. You're always at a constant mood, mood, at a constant motion. It always is diminished. It goes away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what? With Allah stays and remains. And he said, Baq, وهو اسمه فاعل. And he said, Baq, staying, remaining there. Whatever is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. واسم الفاعل هو أقرب للثبوت والاستقرار في الشيء. رافض الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said also الدنيا. الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر. The dunya is the prison of the believer. And it's a paradise for a disbeliever. If you ever go to the penitentiary centers to visit those brothers, the inmates, or jails, you will see their access to life is not much. But they can get by and they can survive. They still get food, they still get air, but it's still restricted and restrained with the orders that they mandated in the penitentiary center. The same way. You are in the life, if you are a believer, you're not going to do this. You're not going to jump to this because it's haram. You fear Allah. You don't want to be make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry with you. You want to be with Allah all the time. Someone tell you about something, you always say, no, I'm going to be with the positive side. I'm going to be with the good thing. Why? Because you love Allah. You want to meet Allah in the best manner you be. And you will not be afraid of death. Afraid of death? Why the believer? Imagine most when he comes to you, he will come either smiling with a smiling face or he will come with a frowning face. And you will know. You will know at that time whether you had given Allah to your life for Allah's sake or you had backed up from that task. And Imam Shafi'i كان يأتي مبالغة وحوله تلاميذة مر في سوق بغداد فجاءه نصراني فقال له يا إمام أنتم ترون على نبيكم أن الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر فكيف ذلك؟ فقال رحمه الله الإمام الشافعي إمام أهل السنة أن الإنسان إذا علمت ما أعد الله لك من عقاب لعلمت أنك في جنة ولو علمت أن ما أعد الله لك من كرامة ولو علم المؤمن ما أعد الله له من كرامة في الجنة لعلم أنه في سجن. You know, the Shafi'i was one time riding his donkey and surrounded by his student, and a Christian came to his way. And he said, Oh, Imam, you are telling us about your prophet that he said, the dunya is the prison of the believer and it is the paradise of the disbeliever. How come? He said, if you know, he's now Shaykh is replying to that Christian man. He said, if you know what Allah has prepared for you of doom and punishment, you will know that surely you are in Jannah. You will think that you are in Jannah because you don't know what Allah, if you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you of punishment, you will know that you are in Jannah. But if the believer know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for him of the good in Jannah, he will know that he surely is in prison in this life. This is, my dear respected brother in Islam, how much you can balance yourself and check. Balance is check. And you will see how much, as you close, as you ready to meet Allah, or you are really not ready to meet Allah. أقول قولي هذا الأخير الله أكبر. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even of his dua, he used to say, Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhir. O Allah, no real living except the living of the akhir. Allah, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to call Allah sallallahu to give them the living, the real living of the hereafter. If your heart is inclining towards that, alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He made you, that you are ready to meet Allah. Every time someone heard of death, he turned away. He goes the other direction. He is fearing of death. وَمَنْ حَرِصَ عَلَى الْمَوْتِ وَهِبَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا. The saying of Abu Bakr, whosoever is very consistent on the death, life will be given to him. But we don't want, the death is not something that, if you are a good believer, is not something that will stop you, you know, from getting the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The death is a good thing if you are a good believer and you want it. But if you are not, may Allah forbid, it will be lentia, it will be catastrophe. It will be catastrophe. Even Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad, Rahmatullah Ali, when he was about to die, كان في فراش الموت وحوله أبناء. فكان يقول لا, لا, لا. SubhanAllah. The Imam is saying no, no. They were trying to give him لا إله الله محمد رسول الله. But he was saying, no, no. And they posted up the Yafutu. And they were very frightened. What happened to the Imam Ahmad? Imam Ahmad, after that, he woke up and he said, no. The shaitan came to me. And he said, oh, Ahmad, futtani, ya Ahmad, futtani, ya Ahmad. You already passed me, oh, Ahmad, the shaitan. The shaitan at the moment of death, he's saying to the Imam Ahmad, oh, you have passed me, oh Ahmad, you have passed me. He said, no, no, till the soul goes away to its creator. The shaitan is behind you. And even whatever if you are doing in this life, it will come to you in the moment of death. If you are a person who, when I have a business, drinks a lot of alcohol beverages, it will come to you, the shaitan, at the moment of death. He will present it, the shaitan presented this picture in your mind while you are dying. If you are a person that you like chess, playing chess, even one of them has been narrated that his son is telling him, oh my father, say la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. At the end of his life, he said, check him out. I don't know either what does it mean, check him out. Check him out. That means this is something he acquired from playing the chess. At that time, everything will come to you. The forces of evil represented in the shaitan himself, will come to you. And it is, if the shaitan, you cannot get rid of him. You cannot even the shaitan, when you are in the good health and force, right now, when you are young, Bishop can play in your mind, and he can get you to do and sin against Allah. How in the time of death? How in the time of death? And that's the remedy for it, is the dhikr of Allah, the reading of the Quran, standing up in the night. Brother, I am busy 5 days a week, alhamdulillah. You have Saturday night. Get up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two long rak'ahs, either Saturday, Friday night or Saturday night. Come to the masjid. Why are you offended to the masjid? Are you going to be asked about somebody else? This is how the remedy. And wallahi, there are many stories about those who are being governing people. The one who governed the people, when in the time of his death he said, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ حَطَّابًا يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ خَبَّازًا وَلَمْ أَلِي أَمْرًا مِنْ أُمُورِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Wallahi, these are the stories of those people that they witness with their eyes the death of the people, those who are president, those who are kings, those who are princes. And the time he said, he would say, I wish I could be a person who chopped wood rather than governing the Muslims' affairs. والحسن البصري يقول إن الموت وبصطة تساوي 300 ضربة بالسيف. The death is equal to 300 stabbing with the sword 300 times. And because المطالب هنا هي الروح إلا إذا بلغت الطراز وقيل المرفاق فظن أنه الفراق والتفت السراق بالساق إلى ربك يوم إذا المساق. This is the taraqi, when the soul will come to the collarbone. This is here. Because at that time what is demand, it's being demanded is your soul. The malak al-maut, Malak al-Maut, and we don't call it Ibrahim, Malak al-Maut will take away your soul. Take my soul. Wallah, make it easy for us. So this is, he would say to every, because al-mutalab bihi al-ruh wa tukhruj min kulli dharrat al-badan. It will come from out, from all the atoms of the body itself. When you get injured, why you have this feeling of pain? Because your ruh, your soul, is fighting back. How about if at that time, at the time of death, is what it is required, what it is demanded by the angel of death, is your ruh? Prophet of Allah said in the Sahih, أكثروا من ذكر هذه اللذات. أكثر. Increased mentioning the one who desired lust. Desired lust. At times, perhaps, something.